One of the stories we followed throughout the eight-month fight and struggle in Libya was a story of Matthew Van Dyke, an American who traveled to that country when the war broke out. He had planned to travel, to write, to help friends in the area. In March, he was captured by Gaddafi loyalists, held in solitary confinement for 6 months. Here's Matthew Van Dyke speaking to The Takeaway just a few weeks ago.
I was placed in solitary confinement. I was given nothing to read, nothing to look at except the wall for around 6 months. They never made any formal accusation against me. It was just as if I did not exist anymore. I wasn't physically abused. It was just the psychological torture that they put me through that was the problem.
Matthew Van Dyke, when we last learned of the circumstances of Matthew Van Dyke, it seemed as though he had actually joined the rebels. Pictures suggested that he had actually gone into the fighting itself. Matthew's mother, Sharon Van Dyke, spoke with us about that a little while ago and joins us now to talk about what's happened in the last 24 hours. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning.
Have you had contact with your son?
Yes, actually, I've spoken to him, I guess, about three times since late, I guess it was Thursday afternoon, now that we're into Friday. I guess the first time I talked to him was maybe around 6 o'clock, Thursday evening, our time. I've talked to him a couple times since. He was actually fighting with the rebels and told me that he was in approximately 40 engagements. Not always where he was firing, but they were being fired at. Some of them lasted a few hours, some as much as the greater part of a day. And he, now I find out that he said he had some very close calls, but fortunately neither he nor his close friend, Nori, who is a Libyan, were injured in any way. They left CERT this on Thursday after it was verified that Gaddafi was killed, and they went to Tripoli to be at Martyrs Square, which used to be called Green Square,
right,
for a celebration.
So, Sharon Van Dyke, I can hear the heavy burden you've been carrying around listening to the adventures of your son. Describe,
mm-hmm,
though, the passion that he had with the cause of the rebels and his feelings when the cause proved to be successful in the end.
Well, he went there because he had such a love for the country and such a connection to his friends, and when he was in Libya a couple of years ago, just felt that they were really so oppressed by Gaddafi. Wanted to be there to witness history, felt for sure that Gaddafi would be, as he said, taken down. Of course, it took much, much longer. Matthew thought it would be a week or so. And he made a commitment that he would stay until Libya was free when he went there. Gaddafi took 5.5 months of my son's life by putting him in a prison in solitary confinement, not even acknowledging to anyone that he had him there. And then when Matthew came, was escaped and felt that he couldn't come home until he found out the fate of his friends.
So
and
it's a huge, huge vindication and a huge sort of sense of relief for him. Have you taken a breath yet, Sharon Van Dyke?
Taking up with the Libyans, rebels, was a way, to me, of some therapy, of working all of it out and trying to find his three men, the three men that were with him, which they were not in the hospital or in prison in CERT, so it's presumed that they were killed.
Well, losses and a tremendously emotional moment for your son and also for his mother, Sharon Van Dyke, the mother of journalist Matthew Van Dyke, found safe and with the rebels in Libya. Sharon, thanks so much and good luck.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.